We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:14 is a little bit of what Governor Landry had to say to Moon Griffon from in Baton Rouge about the proposed public records bill by Senator Heather Cloud.
If I can't even talk to someone, if I can't send an email knowing that my ideas and the conversations that I have with that official is not to have some degree of confidence, because it's not the final product, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but the problem, Governor, is we're not talking about your personal email here. We're talking about things that are of public record.
It also chills the discussions between our constituents and other organizations to be able to discuss those issues privately.
And then he said,
what the left wants to do is they want to see, and they want to pick apart little words between the emails, or the Sierra Club wants to say, well, you know, the Attorney General, the governor's been talking to, you know, Exxon or Chevron.
Now, that, to me, reeks of political covers. All he's looking for has got nothing to do with public interest or this or that or the other thing. And I would remind the governor that Democrats vote and pay taxes and have a right to be represented and find out what the hell's going on as well. Becky Mowbray joins us now, president and CEO of BGR. Those previously were my opinions. Now Becky joins us to talk about the Bureau of Governmental Research and their thoughts on this public records law. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Tell me your thoughts. And I know Devin Bartolotto is saying that Heather Cloud, Senator Heather Cloud from Turkey Creek, and again, this bill is the governor's come out in favor of it, says she's going to dial back some of her efforts. We have no idea what that means yet. Your thoughts, what is the Bureau of Governmental Research's thoughts on this bill that the Senator Heather Cloud has proposed?
Sure. We are deeply concerned about this bill, Tommy. This is not a liberal or conservative issue with this bill. This is an issue of accountability for all citizens, for all taxpayers in Louisiana, because what's different, you know, government is paid for by the tax dollars that we all pay. So we all have a right to have a window into what's going on. And it's necessary. It's very different from, you know, what transpires in private conversations or decisions at a private company. But this bill that has been proposed, Senate Bill 482, would block all advisory opinions, recommendations, or deliberations from access by the public. And you need that information in order to be able to understand, you know, what were the priorities, approaches, why were decisions made, what the alternatives were, why the proposal came out the way it did. And this is you know, something that's vital to the free flow of information and the analysis of programs. Here, as you know, at the Bureau of Governmental Research, we try to look into problems in local government and come up with solutions. And you need to be able to understand the backdrop of things and get information in order to be able to take a closer look at something and answer for yourself whether government is performing as you think it should.
Can you give me, and I appreciate everything you just said, and I understand it, but for people that maybe it's early in the morning and they're trying to digest all of this, if not case studies, hypothetical examples of what could be shielded if this goes through?
Sure. Well, I mean, this phrase, advisory opinions, recommendations, and deliberations, that's really broad. There's a lot that could get be determined that, well, that was part of the decision-making process behind some policy, and so you can't see it. And recommendations, I mean, could that be a study that was done in government, or, you know, advisory opinions? Could that be advice that you get from, you know, a financial professional about how to proceed? And deliberations, that's the discussion that goes on, you know, behind the scenes before a policy decision is made. And these are the types of things, it certainly affects journalists. When I went to Baton Rouge last week to testify against this bill, Lee Zurich from Fox 8 was there. He said he files 450 public records requests a year. And I know that, you know, reporters at WWL and the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate would all feel the same way, that these are essential pieces of information for them to do their jobs and to bring you, as you, the public, information so that you can decide what you think about how a government program is working and ultimately inform your vote. And it's not just journalists that rely on this. You could have citizens that, if you're concerned about some development in your neighborhood and how it's going to affect your neighborhood or the health and safety of something that's coming into your neighborhood, you might file a public records request to learn more about how this proposal came to be, how closely, you know, the public body might have taken a look at things before they granted a permit or a zoning waiver or something like that. It's, you know, it's a tool that you as a citizen want to have to be able to pose questions and pose your own questions and get answers.
I heard from a Republican legislator, not from this area, and I'll maintain the confidentiality of that. But I also, we could take a break here, Becky. When we come back, I want to talk about Blake Miguez's bill about presenting an ID, because what this person told me was, she said, and I will say it was a she, that Blake's bill, Miguez's bill, would force you to present an ID to request information, and then Heather Cloud's bill would say you're not going to get it anyway. And she said, I don't know what they're cooking up, but this, quote, ain't right. So we'll drill down more when we come back with Becky Mulberry, president and CEO of BGR. And again, Devin Bartolotto reporting last night that Heather Cloud says she's going to walk back this bill. She's going to dial back some of her efforts with this public records bill. But I don't know if it needs to be changed at all. If anything, maybe things need to be made more open. There's also some unintended consequences about this. It's going to trickle down to local government, as Becky said, about finding out what's going on in your neighborhood. And I think there's also a concern about the resources and being able to fight this in court, where maybe if you do want the information, media outlets might have the resources to get involved with this, where you as an individual wouldn't. And again, democracy dies in darkness, right? 722 traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:27 now, a couple of minutes left with Becky Mowbray, president and CEO of BGR. She testified in Baton Rouge in front of a committee against this change of the public records law. Let's talk about the Blake Miguez thing about presenting an ID and then not being able to get the information you want anyway, as it's currently proposed by Heather Cloud. Is there any merit to what this person told me?
Tommy, I think you're onto something, and all of your comments right before the break are, I think, spot on with the concerns about this bill. You know, we are most concerned about Senate Bill 482, but the whole package of them, the one, the Blake Miguez bill that would require ID checks on people, and another one that would require only Louisiana residents to file requests, the whole package of them is extremely concerning, because if you step back and think about the big picture, you know, right now, Louisiana is losing population while the rest of the South as a region is doing quite well. Like, what's wrong with this picture? And I think generally that means that our public policies are not serving citizens well. And that's a statement that that's one more reason why people need to be able to examine the policies that we have in Louisiana so that we can make changes and that people can ask questions. And that all amounts to a need for more transparency, not less.
How can people that are listening to this get involved and let the legislators know how they feel about this? Because here's my feeling. I don't know if you want to get involved in this or not, Becky. What I'm hearing from friends that I have in the legislature is that this is something that the governor thought he was going to steamroll through. People that are in Baton Rouge trying to do the right thing realize this is not a good idea, be they Democrat or Republican. Some are afraid to get in the way of it. Maybe constituent support would help. If people want to get involved with this and let their legislator know how they feel, how do they do it?
Absolutely. So you can go to the Louisiana Legislature's website, which is legis.la.gov, and there's a tool on there that you can look up who your state senator or state representative are, and you can contact them and tell them what you think about this. And again, at BGR, I want to emphasize this is really rare for us to take, you know, a stance, like a strong stance on a bill like this, but I really view this as kind of an existential threat to all the things that we do, that we work to make government transparent, effective, efficient, and accountable and responsive to citizens. And if you can't get information, that interrupts the flow, and it makes all of that more difficult. So citizens can, go to the legislature, look up their website, and call their legislative office or send them a quick email saying that they are concerned about this bill, these bills, and the potential lack of access and into you know, government decision making and a window into how their tax dollars are being spent. If people do that, I think it will help those in Baton Rouge who are concerned about it to feel like they've got the political backing to be able to stand up against this bill.
Yep, they got to remember next time is going to be their constituents voting for them, not Jeff Landry. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Becky Mowbray. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Clancy Dubose, political editor, columnist for Gambit, WWL-TV political analyst. There have been moves to strip power from Mayor Cantrell from both local and state lawmakers, but has she kind of abdicated that power herself? More when we come back. Time now, WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.